Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Give it to me!
Hello, everyone. I'm Molly Wood.
And I'm Tom Merritt.
Welcome to It's a Thing, the weekly podcast supported by you, where for nearly a century, we've created podcasts that make lives easier. From the first disposable MP3 to our strong and stylish modern episodes, the history of It's a Thing is one of bringing people together. Thanks for joining us.
Now, that on its own would be hilarious because y'all are like, podcasts haven't been around for a century, but that's kind of funny. Except it's even more hilarious when you find out that our producer, Rich, stole that copy and adapted it from the Dixie Cups website.
I mean, we are learning so much about brands. And the thing is, he doesn't even have to go very far. It's literally just like, that's what they have on the front page.
Wow. Welcome to Dixie Cups.
And also, I didn't know that we could now go probably and blame Dixie Cup for the freaking, you know, landfill nightmare that is plastic and paper. So thanks a lot for that, Dixie.
Thanks, Dixie Cup. And change your name. All right. My first thing is a new exercise craze that I came to know when I was talking to a friend at a breakfast, and she said, oh, yeah, I'm having to miss my silks class. And I was like, was that like a crafting thing? And she's like, oh, no, you know, like Cirque du Soleil, you do silks. I do that. I do a class for that. And I'm like, is it exercise? She's like, it's totally exercise. But you kind of aren't doing it necessarily just for the exercise. It's kind of like learning a fun skill kind of right. thing. You may not become a professional in it, but it's, you know, it's like a, it's like I personally would compare it to like learning fencing. You might not become an Olympic fencer, but you're doing it both for the exercise and for the like, oh, this is a neat thing to know how to do.
This is so interesting, too, because just a few years ago, pre-pandemic, there was a huge upswell in interest in trapeze.
And
lots
yes,
of people were doing circus stuff. So, yeah, this is like, I guess, the next evolution, which is that you, this is the version where you're
trapeze,
like,
trapeze, what's next?
I finished trapeze, and now I got to like wrap my ankles in this fabric and stuff and hang from it and jump.
Yeah.
Aerial silks.
Yeah, aerial silks. I've seen it called a few different things. It's aerial acrobatics, aerial, usually something to do with aerial and silks combined. If you're looking for it, according to move.com, it's hashtag worth sweating for.
Wow. And it can apparently give you
nightmares.
Incredible strengthening to increased flexibility. A full body workout. It does sound nightmare. I mean, it looks terrifying.
I mean,
it seems terrifying.
I believe that, but also doesn't most exercise strengthen you and improve your flexibility?
Exactly. But without so much flying.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't get the flying. That could be positive or negative, depending on who you are.
Worth sweating for is amazing. It is really funny that, I mean, I guess it sort of makes sense that every workout does get a little boring after a while. So maybe this is just part of our increase. We're so privileged in the workout department that we had to go from like regular weightlifting to like jazzercise. Well, we had to go from just picking up boulders and farming fields.
Right. We had to go from using our bodies to survive.
Right. To lifting weights, to jazzercise, to CrossFit, to trapeze.
I like to think of it as the price of progress. You know, as we improve the standard of living, you know, certain elements need to be adjusted for, because you know we've made so many labor saving devices now that a lot of us need to force the labor by taking a silks course, for example.
I mean, oh my God, there's apparently, thank you to the chat for posting yogabody.com, the yoga trapeze, which is sort of like the silks thing. I mean, this is just like a series of injuries waiting. I'm just looking at this like, yeah, you did.
Runfish knows people who do this, so.
I'm sure it's great, and I'm sure if you're really strong, that's awesome, but that also looks like a way to get hurt immediately.
But aren't the most fun things ways to get hurt?
Way to get badly injured. Kind of true. Kind of true.
This is just going
to
be my thing today, by the way. Everything you say, I'm going to be like, but aren't blah, blah, blah.
Wouldn't you say it's all Socratic method up here?
Didn't Socrates once ask that?
My son's pediatrician the other day said that our bodies were, I just had never really thought of it this way. She's like, at least 30 minutes a day, you need to like sweat, like you need to really work out. And she said, our bodies were meant to work out 8 hours a day.
Yeah.
Basically, you know, at a low level, work we did right? was exercise. Yeah. I was like, Oh, wow.
Low level, 8 hours and with occasional sprints, right?
Right.
Which is why people do high intensity interval training.
Oh yeah. Right. Another innovation. We're tired of exercising, but we're all slowly dying. Well, I'm not going to pressure you to work out. In fact, I'm going to encourage the part where all you do is sit around on meetings. But maybe when you're working out, you also need this product.
Mm-hmm.
This is not any kind of a new product. It's just that I feel like the only thing that anybody's talking about lately is headphones.
Good. What, any particular kind of headphones?
Bluetooth. Definitely Bluetooth headphones.
Okay.
The over-the-ear ones have obviously made a big comeback. We talked, I think, about how corded headphones had made a bit of a comeback.
We did.
There definitely is a move toward Bluetooth over-the-ear, probably because of the AirPods Max or whatever the hell those are called. But I just sort of feel like my kid is into them. My brother's into them. Every day there's some new article on, you know, well, how much would you, here's how much you're willing to spend on Bluetooth headphones and the best Bose to buy right now. And Sonos is releasing its first pair of wireless headphones, which to me suggested, oh, that's kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
There's wireless workout ones. There's like all the Sony ones. And I don't know what has caused it to become a thing other than I suspect the fact that like a fair number of people are now working from home and they need some noise canceling to keep each other out of you know.
I was wondering if it was also not just the working from home silent, you know, thing that's been building for years, but also the going back into the world and realizing how annoying people are.
I mean,
and needing to shut them out.
Needing to shut them out. That could very much be the case.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just think they're becoming like there's a flagship category. I just think they're becoming sort of the new smartphone in a way. It's like, it feels like the thing that everyone's shopping for. And I'm not totally sure what happened, but it's probably some combination of those things. Like one, you need to drown out your roommate when you're at home working, or your spouse or your kids or your dogs or whatever. And two, maybe you're commuting again. And so you're like, oh crap, I need some headphones. But
and we're not talking about driving. We're talking about trains and buses, you know.
Right. Exactly. And then maybe, people going back to SCW Lung points out in our Discord, going back into the office. So you need headphones because we forgot how awful the open concept situation
office.
Is.
Yeah, the open concept office. This is a classic thing spot. We have so many different kinds of things. We have the things that are like, yeah, they've been a thing for a while, but we're like anointing them, making sure they're in the record. We have things that we think might be a thing, things we're looking forward to. This feels like right in the center, like the classic, like you didn't see an article, you just noticed it, but it's real and everybody realizes it and you're like on it. This is a good one.
And I just found an article. Thank you. And I just found an article. DigitalJournal.com, increasing fondness among the millennial population for noise canceling headphones is clearly driving the market to a better position. April 26, 2022.
Bingo. See, you nailed it.
What? Why? Yeah, it is like that's yes. This is the indescribableness of thing where it's just like, I don't know, but I feel but
it's the thing.
It's bubbling.
Yeah,
it's bubbling.
Also, I think it's another example of how we are reliving the 70s because people were way into headphones in the 70s.
Really? Like
all the ads, you go back and look at magazines from the 70s, and it's like, not, I'm not even talking about music necessarily. I'm talking about just like Life magazine, Time magazine, filled with ads for like, you want the best headphone experience when you want to your stereo albums, blah, blah, blah. Like totally a thing back then.
Interesting work, because it was probably pretty new.
Yeah.
Like the I mean, I guess not that new,
but it was the rise of hi-fi back then. Like, ooh, high fidelity sound in my own home. Yeah, yeah.
Portable hi-fi, and the Walkman had come out.
But a lot of them were meant to be like, you're sitting in your living room listening to your stereo on your headphones because it's a better sound.
Which now people are doing also. Like, I just have my Bluetooth headphones and oh my God. Yes. You're so right. That's amazing.
That's awesome.
Love it.
All right. I want to play my next thing for you before I introduce it. All right.
Oh my God, an audio thing.
I want to get your impression of this. So here, take a listen to this. That is a sample of something that's coming out tomorrow. So today, if you're listening tomorrow, and already came out otherwise, and how do you feel about it?
I was bopping.
Do you have it stuck in your head already?
Yeah, I really do.
Yeah. Can you sing it? That is the name of the next song from Psy, Gangnam Style guy, if you don't recognize Psy.
Doomed.
And it's his first, they call it a comeback album when they put out, you know, when they put out a new album. It's his first new album since 5 years ago. And it, like, just hearing that today, I did this on Daily Tech News Show. I played it for folks in the pre-show, and everybody was singing it after I played it there, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, it is... I just feel like this is going to go viral and become a thing.
Like, stop whatever you're working on, musical artist, because summer is spoken for. It's a hot summer.
It's risky. I should wait until tomorrow when it comes out and then do it next week on the way up. But I was like, I don't know. I feel this way.
I love it. Honestly, we've been doing this long enough that we can trust our guts on this stuff, man.
I'm definitely going with my gut. We'll check in after Pete Davidson does a video about it on Saturday Night Live. Right? Yeah, see, it's already stuck in your head. And that's just the little like 16, 27 second like teaser video thing. That's not even the whole song yet.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. I'm just going to be so bold as to give you a preemptive nailed it.
Well, thank you. I hope neither one of us regrets this when it comes out. You're like, man, it was a good tease, but the rest of the song was
everyone's like, eh. I like this though. It's a risky show.
Yeah,
risky.
I'm gambling on this one. But you hear that, and you're just like, oh, wait a minute, like that's a hit.
Yeah, there's no like entry. Yeah, I mean, come on, you just immediately in. You can't even see me, but I dance. You start dancing immediately because
and
it's that accessible.
Psy, and he's gone viral before, so it's going to get a lot of people going like, oh, Psy, I remember that Gangnam Style
he's
guy.
Back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Drops on the 29th.
Oh, my God, I can't wait. I'm excited. I'm gonna try to send it to my son real quick. Just like, I got one.
Yeah, see. Oh, yeah, I've known about this for weeks.
Be like, whatever, it's all over TikTok already.
He doesn't talk like that either. I'm like, I don't know why I do.
He kind of does. Yeah. All right. Well, so this again is sort of a mainstream. Let's call my two things somewhat mainstream. If one is apparently the noise canceling headphones, love the other. And we've talked about nail culture on the show before and how like fingernails and nail polish and nail art
is nail art, all that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, but the current intense incarnation of nail culture is long ass nails. I don't know if they're inspired by the movies or what, but acrylics gel acrylics, this weird thing where you like dip nails in powder and it sort of nanotechnologically creates long nails or something. I don't really know. I keep seeing it on Instagram. But like every movie, obviously there's the Catwoman nails from the latest, the Batman. But I was like, dude, those Catwoman nails are just the nails that all the ladies are wearing right now. All the award shows, like, and just the fact that I'm starting to see ads for acrylics. And actually, and this is how you know, my son's friend has been getting acrylics. Like, at 15, she's 15 years old and she's like rocking the like long, pointy, you know, they call it the coffin shape acrylics.
Is
so long.
And this is a cyclical thing, right? The long, yeah, the long acrylic nails, they come around. They come back around. I'm trying to figure out if this was a 70s thing. I don't remember.
It was an 80s thing.
It was an 80s thing. So this one's an 80s thing coming back around. Okay.
It's an 80s and 90s
thing. Oh, yeah, because it's like a dynasty sort of like, yeah.
The extreme drama. Mm-hmm. And I like 100% remember with my cousin Emily sitting at my grandma's house, putting on the Lee Press-On nails. Oh, like we were so into the Lee Press-Ons. So
80s, right? Yeah.
So 80s. And the Press-On nails are back. And the acrylics, I mean, it is bonkers. And I am 100% with the Discord on this one. Like, you can't, there's a lot you can't do, including wipe your behind.
Yeah.
It's terrifying.
Is there anything you can't? I mean, I see people do typing things with those. Yeah. Like, yeah, I see people type. That's a 60s thing where you have the assistant with the super long nails typing away at an IBM Selectric. I'm like, how does that even work? How do you not break those nails?
I know, but they just, I mean, you do.
Oh, Shara Marie's done the new press-ons with the stickers. Oh,
there we go. Boom. Confirmed. Well, yeah. And now it's like, you know, the Lee press-ons came in colors and there'd be a French manicure or whatever. But now, though, yes, when you get the long ass nails and the press-ons, it's like it combines the nail art and the nail culture with the long ass nails.
Yeah. Thing power up.
Just thing power up. Nice. I like it.
Yeah.
And it is so impractical and it is so hard to type and you can wipe, but you risk like pulling a nail off every time.
uncomfortable situations, I imagine.
If you're if you're a bidet aficionado, as am I, things get simpler.
Sure.
But
that helps.
But it's like, I'm getting like long ass nail FOMO. I want them now. Now I'm like, I want those cute acrylics like that teenage girl.
Lois Nafamo.
Ben Redux says the powder is straight up like Bondo and a complete custom shaping / structural work. It's like having carbon fiber, but on your hands.
Oh, wow. That's well described.
I mean, the technology is bonkers.
Yeah, I think this is a good one. I'm going to see this everywhere tomorrow.
I literally almost bought some on Instagram. I have them in my Instagram cart and I'm like, I'm not going to buy this.
You should just finish buying them right now.
Wait, what makes you think that now would be a good time for that? We're doing stuff.
No, you're right. The perish the thought of you purchasing something in the middle of it's a thing.
It's Static Nails is the brand.
And you know this because you're looking at your cart?
Maybe. And they have a bajillion different nails and shapes and they look so awesome. But I just couldn't, I got a little confused because I wasn't sure if I like needed the glue or had the glue.
Oh, okay. Well, you can always just order it. And if you need the glue, that's the next thing you buy, I guess.
Oh, I put the glue in there and I was like, does it come with the, oh man, they could be, they could be here in time.
Oh, you just bought them.
they're only $26.
Yeah. That's like, you know, a meal.
I'm going to go to the store. But I'm going to make this like a Walgreens thing, I think, or something, because I just don't want the Facebook universe to have. I want to know how long they are, and I don't want the Facebook universe to have my credit card.
Oh, right. If you've never done that before, maybe don't break the seal.
Or I'm just going to go get fancy acrylics before I have to go to Miami.
Yeah. And that's just fun.
And then I will fit right in because if you're going to, obviously, Miami, its own freaking thing.
Bienvenidos.
But I do sort of feel like having like fancy long acrylics in Miami is.
How do you say fingernail in Spanish?
Required, even. I don't know.
Yeah.
You'll not say.
Let us know. Feedback at itsthing.me. I can't wait to get the half dozen emails saying, this is how you say fingernail in Spanish.
Like here you go, ding dong.
Matt Bat did just such a thing, writing to our email address, not about fingernails, but wrote in with a thing. The YouTube algorithm strikes a home run again. YouTube thought I'd like a video about innovative mechanical pencils. I found it interesting, so I showed it to my wife, who is particular about her pens. Well, that was a mistake. We watched several videos about pens, stationery, markers, and pencils. I'm not sure how much money she has spent on the website, but we've had at least two deliveries. She's gotten her friends hooked on it, too. I figured you two might enjoy some of the jet pen videos as well. And then linked us, because you're a pusher, Matt Bat,
I know,
to
maybe.
Gel pens and the best scissors. Love the show. Don't spend too much money at jetpens.com.
Oh,
not a sponsor, by the way. Not even. It kind of started to sound like a sponsorship there at the end, but it's not a sponsor.
It kind of did, but uh-oh. Look how pretty they are.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a good gel pen really cannot be beat.
It's a luxury.
It's a luxury.
If you have the means, which probably most of you do.
To be honest, like I do think that sort of Japanese stationery and pens is weirdly like a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love it. Professor Art is about to blow up our home decor world. All right. Hi, Tamale. Every now and then you guys go into home decorating, such as when you talked about cottage core and mailbox pallets. Well, then let me just share the wonderful exploding world of coastal grandmother.
Yes.
Oh my God. Yes. I'm actually just embarrassed. Like we should have brought this. We should have. He goes on to say, think Martha Stewart or senior citizen Diane Keaton. Lots of whites, loose slacks, relaxed living, glass of Chardonnay in hand, and homes that are carefully curated with flowing white curtains and select antique furnishings here and there. No screaming colors, no hellish clutter, just a laid back geriatric vibe that says, I'm with my chic grandma on this and I like it. My biscuits. And he has, by the way, supporting style. Material.
Yeah. This is definitely my thing. Like, it's Dude. Not just a thing. This no. is, I love this style. I am this, coastal grandmother.
Me too. I want to be coastal grandmother immediately.
Yeah.
Glamour.com wrote it up with a whole bunch of pictures. There's evidently an influencer named Nicoletta who has been preaching the gospel of Gran on TikTok.
Oh my gosh. And they show Selena Gomez as an example of someone pulling off coastal grandmother.
Dude, coastal grandmother. Let's just read a bit from this freaking oeuvre over at glamour.com. Okay. Coastal grandmother is not about conforming to male heterosexual expectations of female beauty. It is, however, about being able to spend north of $70 on a single unscented pillar candle, or at least cosplaying as someone who has money to spend on simple, good things. It is understated wealthy person dress up.
Wow.
I want that.
Yeah. You don't have to be a grandmother or even coastal to enjoy coastal grandmother.
My God, this is going to bankrupt me. However, I would like to point out that aside from the antiques and some certain parts of this look, you know where you can get a lot of coastal grandmother stuff, like looks just as good, but hecka cheap? Target.
Yep. It's your coastal grandmother bargain source.
It's the opposite of the grimy style of Euphoria. That's all right for a young person.
Oh, wow.
But some of us want nine. Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
And it's the grimy style of Euphoria with its tight fabrics, facial embellishments, hamster-sized purses, and sheen of sweat, beep, sebum, and gasoline.
So many of us have designed our lives around Euphoria.
You know, what the heck? Oh, God. This is us. This is literally about us. I want it to be about grandmas, but it's not. Some of us want 9 solid hours of sleep in a room with the golden trifecta, a humidifier, an air purifier, and a diffuser.
Yes.
Those of us who were kids of the 80s and 90s, raised on rom-coms and having now reached an age where our sexual arousal is directly tied to real estate listings, have found solace in the teak and linen world of the
and
coastal grandmother.
Your point, Glamour.
Sauvignon Blanc, it is the best with an ice cube in it.
It's almost summer. Of course,
I won't apologize. I'm redoing everything in my life.
That's awesome.
Oh, what an amazing one.
That was a good one. That was a really good one. Thank you so much for that, Professor Art.
Yes.
Manny is back. He's got two things. I'm gonna reverse the order that it's here. He wanted to call out the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial as a thing, which kind of ties into a thing we were talking about on the bonus episode as well. Like Elon Musk buying Twitter, also a thing. What's the line between just like a big news story that everybody's talking about and a thing?
Yeah, I guess the TikTok reactions, maybe.
Yeah. And Manny's all over those, so that's fair.
The Johnny Depp one in particular, I feel like, is really, really huge.
Yeah. Yeah, it's well, and it would be akin to the O.J. Simpson trial or the Menendez brothers or, you know, that's the modern version of that, I guess, in a way. Right. Just not as crimey.
I know. I'm like, there's no like slaughter we don't, here.
Yeah, we don't slaughter. Kids these days don't slaughter like we did back in our
year. Ours was just straight up slaughter of the most violent variety. What I think is hitting a nerve about the Johnny Depp, not to derail us too much.
Sure, sure.
But I think the thing that's hitting a nerve about this one is that Johnny Depp was really canceled over this. Like he lost a bunch of movies. He, you know, his reputation.
Yeah, he got recast
was,
in Fantastic Beasts.
Yeah, huge. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, he really suffered professionally because of this. It was a very like it was a Me Too casualty.
Yeah.
And the more this trial goes on, I think the more people are taking his side. Mm-hmm. Like it's really starting to seem like, wow, that was maybe an unfair cancellation. And he, in fact, seems like a really tragic figure.
Yeah.
With a really sad background who was with in at best an abusive relationship where they were just both sort of in a cycle of like dysfunction, but at worst, maybe really being manipulated and abused himself.
Yeah. Which again, I don't know if that's a thing.
I think the part where the movement of people being on Team Johnny Depp is what is the thing.
That's a thing.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There we go.
The that's support the for him. Yeah. Yeah.
Manny has another thing that's not quite so heavy. Hey, IAT team, I got a song thing for you. Why has every single song been sped up? Like, why do we need to speed up everything? It's mostly TikTok, but some covers that are faster and sometimes up an octave have popped off as well. I don't know anymore.
First, they got slowed down for the movie trailers.
Right. They're slowed down in the movie trailers. They're sped up on TikTok. What's going on?
If I start hearing them in robot voice on TikTok, that's it. That's it. I'm done.
that I like that.
And then on the bonus.
Welcome
content,
to the Hotel California.
Never gonna give you up. I apologize. On the bonus content, we were talking about CNN Plus. You can, by the way, get our bonus content at the $5 level at patreon.com/itsathing. Gabby wrote in with some thoughts about this and said, I was listening to you talk about CNN Plus and you asked how much it cost them to launch. They spent almost $250 million to launch this huge failure for 10,000 people to watch them. Corporate news has lost the ability to think straight, let alone inform us about the world. Cheers, Gabby.
Thanks, Gabby.
Accurate.
Oh, man. Yeah, I don't want to restart that conversation again, but man. Oof. My gosh. You know?
I know.
Maybe. Yeah.
You go on ahead. You go on ahead.
All I want to say is like, David Zaslav did everything that he legally could to be like, don't do it.
He did.
And then they did it. And he's like, I'm going to shut it down. And he did. So I'm not even arguing whether he was right or not, but he was like, I'm not kidding.
Right. Like you played an unbelievably expensive game of chicken with people's careers.
Mm-hmm.
And your bluff got called.
Anyway, you can get the bonus content at the $5 level over at patreon.com/itsathing. Where we also get people who back us at the shout out level. Now, reminder, if you sign up for the shout out level, you will get your shout outs starting the month after you sign up. Rich Straffolino every month checks for the new shout outers. So we're very close. Next week will be the new round of May shout outs. So this is the last hurrah for this group. And what are our shout outs based on this week, Molly?
Our shout outs today are based on a description of the Uni Jetstream Edge ballpoint pen.
Ooh, a pen
we have
related
a theme.
Shout out.
Very a nice. Pen related shout out.
I love it.
Yeah. All right, here we go. The David Grizzly Smith offers an extraordinarily fine and precise Morris Jones experience. Benjamin Forrest's stylish body features a hexagonal plastic Lee Price and a lightly ridged Kevin Sill section. Eric Duncan widens gradually from top to tip, giving Gabrielle Cohen a comfortably wide grip and a low center of Jake Woods for improved stability and control.
Like other Laura Abels, Miranda Janelle features a special low-viscosity Andrew Bradley, who's beloved for his exceptional combination of smoothness, clean lines, and rich Joe hood. Louis St. Amour is also water-resistant, fade-resistant, and Mike Akins-resistant, making him a safe choice for important notes and James C. Smith.
I'd just like to remind everyone that Rich is not here today, and so we cannot ask him directly whether he was trolling us with what would have been otherwise a pretty benign description of pens. It didn't have to go like that.
I think we know the answer.
I think we know the answer.
Thank you, everyone, for being with us.
Except for you, Rich. Except for you, Rich. He was like, who's going to have to read this one? Thank you for listening to It's a Thing, for supporting us. We hope we have not dissuaded you from supporting us at the shout out level. But there are many more perks that make it all worthwhile. Patreon.com/It's a Thing.
Yes, you can also email us your things to feedback@itsathing.me.
See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.